Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Time Technoplast Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Poddar from Motilal Oswal Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everyone, for joining this conference call of Time Technoplast post-year Q2 FY26 results. From the management, we have Mr. Bharat Kumar Vaghela, the Managing Director, Mr. Raghupathy Thiagarajan, the Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior Vice President, Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Mr. Hemant Soni, Vice President, Legal and Corporate Affairs. I hand over the call to Bharat, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Gentlemen, good afternoon, our esteemed investors, respected colleagues, and thank you to the team of Motilal and Ashish Poddar, who is organizing this call. For the kind introduction, it is both an honor and pleasure to address you today as we present our financial and operational performance for Q2 and half-year H1 FY26, along with our outlook for the remainder of the fiscal year. Our momentum remained strong in H1 FY26, with 14% volume growth and 10% rise in the revenue growth. The gap of 4% is on account of the reduction of the raw material prices. Despite this, we delivered solid operational performance, balancing volume strength with the effective revenue management. The CNG composite cascade segment stood out with the robust 22% growth, materially boosting our overall performance with strong contribution from other composite products. Composite volumes increased 18.3%. Profit after tax rose 18% year-on-year, underscoring our focus on capacity utilization and disciplined financial management, particularly around the finance cost. We are encouraged by the sustained demand of Type 4 composite cylinder, reflected in the healthy order book of around 195 crores. This momentum is further supported by using interest in our value-added product, in our value-added offering through our composite products, which includes LPG, CNG, oxygen, and other composite products for automotive sectors. Our industrial packaging division also continued to perform steady with a confirmed order pipeline of approximately rupees 450 crores for the current calendar year across both domestic and international markets. Our results reaffirm the resilience of our diversified business model and the strong platform we have built for the future. Moving forward, we will continue to pursue new opportunities and accelerate our transition towards sustainable, environmentally responsible growth that delivers long-term value for every stakeholder. Now, let's take a closer look at the key highlights of our financial performance presented in the result. The key figures are during the Q2 FY26 compared to Q2 FY25. Our results are net sales stood at 1,512 crores as against 1,372 crores, EBITDA 224 crores as against 197 crores, profit after tax 115 crores as against 98 crores. This is compared with the corresponding quarter previous year. Sales grew by 10%, which includes India 9%, overseas 13%. Volume increased by 14%, India 13%, overseas 16%. EBITDA increased by 14%, and PAT increased by 17%. During the H1 FY26, on a consolidated basis, net sales stood at 2,866 crores as against 2,602 crores last year. EBITDA 420 crores as against 372 crores last year. Profit after tax 211 crores as against 178 crores last year. In terms of the percentage, net sales increased by 10.1%, India 8.5%, overseas 13.2%. Volume increased by 14%, India 12.2%, overseas 16.4%. EBITDA increased by 13%, PAT increased by 18%. In percentage terms, you must find that the EBITDA is increased as the volume growth is increasing. It's almost as the volume increased, EBITDA further is going to be increased. In H1 FY21, EBITDA margin 14.6% as against 14.3%, increase of 30 basis points. That's in every my conference call I said, you will find yearly improvement of 20 to 30 basis points in the EBITDA margin. Now, share of the business, established product versus valued product. Valued product grew 17% in HY FY26 as compared to HY FY26, while established product grew by 8%. The share of the valued product is 28% of the total sales in H1 FY26 as against 27%. This percentage year on year is going to be increased and that will help us in the improvement in the other as far as margins, PAT, EBITDA and ROC. Now share of the India and overseas business in HY26 was 64.36% as against 65.35%. EBITDA margin in India and overseas, India is 14.8%, overseas is 14.3% respectively. Net cash from operative activity H1 FY stood to be 226 crores. Total debt net of the cash H1 FY26 reduced to 56.4 crores. And that focus, company focus will continue for reduction in the debt. Total capex incurred in H1 FY26 was 117 crore, which includes 42 crores towards the regular maintenance, capacity expansion, brownfield for the established product, and rupees 75 crores towards the value-added product, mainly IBC and composite cylinder, composite product expansion, which is on the way only. I would like to now draw your attention to a couple of the interesting development which we have seen in the quarter and which we have seen the till now, especially after the QIP. Now, as far as bonus share is concerned, the board allotted 22.69 crore lakhs fully paid up equity shares of one face value of 1 rupees each on 24 September. That's reflected in every of the my investors. And that have been issued out of the premium available with the company. Then, recent development which you have seen and closed on the 11th of this November, in the November month, that company successfully completed 800 crores QIP, issuing 397.77 lakhs equity shares at the price of 201.12 per shares, which is face value of 1, including premium of 200.12 pursuant to allotment on 11th November 25. The paid-up share capital increased from 45.38 crores to 49.36 crores. List of the allottees who have been allotted more than 5% of the equity share offered pursuant to equity qualified institution placement. The major names I will just tell you, the 3P India, which is managed by the Prashant Jain, who was earlier managing HDFC Fund. Then the international company like Aberdeen Group, Axis Mutual Fund, Edelweiss Mutual Fund, and Edelweiss Life. These are some big names who bought this equity. Resulting, you will see the equity which was there on the 30th September and equity which was on 11th November after the allotment of the QIP, promoters and promoter group equity is reduced 47.46% from 51.62, resulting 4.16% dilution. There is no any offer for sale from the promoter. All the funds have gone in the company's account only. DII mutual funds is percentage terms from the total equity after the bonus, after the QIP, increased to 16.63% as against 13.26%. So in nutshell, I can say the domestic mutual fund investment is increased by 3.37%.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management connected. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Dear friends, sorry for interruption because some connectivity issue was there, technical problem. But again, I am continuing from my financial what I have explained to you, and I am continuing from now the highlights, which is especially started from the bonus shares. Company has issued the bonus shares of 22.69 crores, which is 1:1, and on 24 September, which is capitalized in 22.69 crores, which is from the security premium account. Now, after that, in the month of November, company launched QIP, and company successfully completed 800 crores QIP, issuing 397.77 crores. I am pleased to tell you, company has received the bid for 931 crores, but accepted, considering the long-term investor, the value of rupees 800 crores, and share issue price is 201.12, which is after 5% discount from the NSE advice, NSE regulations. The 211.70 price was there as per the NSE formula. Pursuant to this allotment, equity shares increase from 45.38 crore to 49.36 crore. List of the allottee who is allotted more than 5% equity share of world are mainly 3P, which is managed by the Prashant Jain, who was earlier managing largest fund in India, that was HDFC fund. Then Aberdeen Group, this is a new entry from the international, is a very large fund, and Axis Mutual Fund, Edelweiss Mutual Fund, and Edelweiss Life. And I am great to tell you now, the domestic institution and foreign institution equity have increased. Like promoter and promoter's group, because of this QIP issue, reduced to 47.46% from 51.62%. There is a reduction of 4.16%. I would like to clarify you, promoter has not offered any offer for sale. It is entire subscription, entire paid equity, 800 crores have been gone in the company account only. Domestic institution mutual fund increased to 16.63% against 13.26%. There is an increase of 3.37%. FIIs, which includes NT assets and Aberdeen, 11.05% as against 8.42%. There is an increase of 2.63%. Public equity reduced by 1.84%. Currently, as of 11th November, it's 24.86% as against 26.70%. And I'm glad to tell you, today the number of the shareholders in our company, investors, are around 150,000 numbers. As again, I remember the March 20, it was around 25,000 shareholders. Now, sale of the non-core assets, one point of time, 2 years back, company management decided to sell off, realize the value of 125 crores value of the assets, which is not in use, including the small project, land building, etc., machineries, which now reduced to 41 crores and as of 30th September, and time to make this time. ROC improvement. It's definitely year-on-year improvement is there, because 3 years back, company management has given the guidance, ROC 12 to 14, then 14 to 16, 16 to 18. So 18 is already achieved by March 2025, and now, and thereafter, 2% increase, minimum to business plan of company, and consolidated of the production products and the manufacturing units, which is the continuous process, and is going to be complex 12 months time. And considering the logistic cost comparison. International Center Automotive Technology is a government authorized agency approved e-rickshaw batteries, which is one of the company Powerwheel Batteries Limited. It has a very good potential in the period ahead. Market size based on the current rickshaw which are in the market is around 6,400 crore. but very small entity company has taken conducting business of at least 20, after getting this report in annual business, we can get around 40 to 50 crores. But currently, we have considered the only secondary market supply, and the OEM we will approach when after the expansion we will complete, which is going to be complete by March 2025 or 26. Another thing, green energy conversion of electricity unit consumed to the solar power, which process is on. I had mentioned in my all the calls and meeting, our currently based on the March 25 is around 15 crores units, which currently buying from the government nominated company, like in Maharashtra, Maharashtra Electricity Board, Gujarat, Gujarat Electricity Board. But else, some of the states have cleared, we can buy by signing a purchase power agreement. So we did for our consumption of 4.5 crores units from the this certain governments who has agreed, and we have signed the agreement. So this benefit will come from next year. In terms of the value, I can say 4.5 crore units. If you multiply by 2 rupees 50 paisa unit, then 10 to 12 crores EBITDA will increase by way of this 4.5 crore. But certainly, if at all entire government, entire all the states cleared this policy of the purchase power through solar, then my requirement is 12 crores units. So we can get a substantial benefit of maybe around 30 crores for this power itself. Then another sustainable, new sustainability focused subsidiary company, recycled material company has formed One Time Ecotech Private Limited Company, which is 100% subsidiary of our listed company Time Technoplast Limited, and overall plan to invest around 120 crores across the India. But first plant will be set up in western region, which is going to be start from January 2026. All the equipment will be started in December month only, so company can comply all the statutory requirements by using the 30% recycled material for the packaging products. Second plant will come up next year, and that is also included in the object of the QIP, will come in the north region. Then another, like high density polyethylene pipe company has developed LDP pipe for gas line application, because company is already in PIN product where we are doing just of around 350 crores of pipe business. So it is the another additional product in the pipe segment to enhance the utilization capacity. And recently, I'm glad to tell you, which after that September we submitted that awarded order of 190 crores for supply of the LDP pipe for power duct applications. Especially this is for Southern Region, Amravati Development Corporation Limited, and Andhra Pradesh Capital Region Development Authority. So this, but again, I am glad to tell you, the Amravati Smart City, where the for the water requirement, they are estimating total in terms of the revenue pipe of 1,250 crores, maybe 1 lakh ton the pipes will be required by them. It's a 2 years project. This project was there 2 years back. There was abundant, but this ready has again taken up this present government and now targeting to complete in 2 years' time. Out of that, one EPC contract, from one contractor we get 190 crores order. Other contractor also, we are in touch with them, and we are going to award it the balance order from the Abu Dhabi EPC contractor who has got the, under who was participating in this program. Then I'm glad to tell you some of the other products companies in development, and that will be added the company's growth plan further. One of the products is like composite fire extinguisher, which is also product company is ready. 6 kg is ready, 9 kg we are waiting. So both products we can launch together. That we are going to do in Q4 of this financial year. Requirement is very large because it's a lightweight composite fire extinguisher compared to the metal fire extinguisher which is currently presently available. And you, I'm glad to tell you, Railway Department has made compulsory if composite fire extinguisher available, that must be used by the Railway Department in all the rail coaches and the stations. Then power sector OPZ batteries, which we are going to get approval in the Q4. Samples is under testing. In the time period testing, samples already submitted 6 months back. We are going to get approval in the Q4 of this year. Very large market for power projects. Another, composite CNG cylinders company already having approval for 60 liters for automotive, 156 liters for the gas transportation companies because supplying is a complete cascade. And another company expansion plan because current capacity is only 30,000 cylinders, from which we can make 480 cascade only because each cascade needs the 60 cylinders, capacity of 156 liters. But company got to have a product more competitive is developing more about 200 liters capacity, maybe around 25 or 250. So number of the cylinders will reduce. And but the expansion plan, which is on the way, is going to be complete in the Q4. Commercial production is there. Land and buildings are ready. Our material, our machines and everything already trialed, tested, and in the transit. And we are going to receive in the summer. Installation will complete. Q4, this product will be made available in the expansion capacity. So this expansion will have a 636,000 cylinder per annum. So there is the addition of approximately, I can say the 600 cascade can be increased. The total will become 480 cascade in terms of the cylinder, 66,000 cylinders. In terms of the revenue, company can generate 800 crores, that is 400 crores present. And another development for hydrogen cylinders for the higher capacity, small capacity already developed. And a special application for drone company has made a strategic alliance with the drone star who is currently manufacturing a drone, but company is not going to manufacture a drone. Company objective is very clear to sell hydrogen cylinder, which should be used in the drone application. So first pilot project of company to have our own drone, which is going to be completed. And we will be able to see this drone operation by hydrogen cylinder next month only. It's a 30 days away from today. And it has a very big market as in hydrogen cylinder in the drone application because drone application market in agriculture sector, surveillance, government departments, even most of the industries also would like to use the drones. So it is going to be a very big market as far as drones are concerned. And drone cost, what I can say, available in the market from 5 lakhs to 50 lakhs rupees, depending on the size of drone. Now the another product, which is composite LP cylinder, 14.2 kg, is under development because this is the necessary requirement, as we have been advised, by IOCL, HPCL, HPCL. Current, we are supplying cylinder of the 10 kg to them, but they would like to have a equivalent to the metal cylinder, which is for number of the years is there. So that products are on the line and designs, it is on the approvals of designs have been done. And we are in the discussion with the HPCL, BPCL for the approvals. Now I would like to open the floor to answer specific questions. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. The first question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Kapadia Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. H2, Bharatji, is better for us. So how is that expected to pan out? And, you know, if I look at H1, we had a debt of around 600 crores and interest cost of 43 crores. So what kind of savings can we expect? Is it fair to say interest cost will not be more than 70 odd crores this year, and with further cash flows, will debt maybe reduce further in the next coming quarters? And lastly, Bharatji, one more question, if I may just add. you know, we were very sure we'll raise the QIP money if we get visibility on scaling the composite cylinder business. So what is the status from the OMCs, if you can, you know, highlight for the 14.2 kg cylinders, anything on CNG, you know, higher capacity cylinders, 200, you know, liter cylinders and hydrogen cylinders. So if you can give some outlook on that, that will really be helpful.
Okay. Number one, you have told me that a first one always, you will see my trend of the last 10, 15 years. In always first half, we do business of 45% of our guidelines, annual guidelines. Balance, we do 55% in the second half.
Right.
Right. Now, you ask me the interest. You are right. As far as this current year is concerned, initially interest cost, which was estimated around 80, 85 crores something. Right. Now, it is definitely going to be reduced. In the first half, we will reduce by... We have identified reduction for debt of 400 crores, which easily can be benefit around 30 crores back. So if you ask me the next year, definitely as QIP is received just now, which is lying in the escrow account. So whatever the direct payment, the reduction of the debt to be done, state will go for that. So simply 400 crores debt, 8.5% interest rate, so there must be the saving of 34 crores, 4 crores yearly saving divided by... So this benefit will come in this year as far as 9 crores plus December, maybe around 10, 11 crores benefit will come. But certainly I can ask you the next year, the further internal accruals will also add and for the debt reduction. So definitely next year we can expect interest cost, because I tell you one thing also, interest is not only the fund-based, finance cost I includes the non-fund-based facilities also. Because non-fund-based facility that is required, wherever the government orders are there, tenders are there, and we have to give the performance guarantee for composite product, LPG, CNG. I conclude the financial, from next year onwards, the financial cost will be in the range of, I can say, 35 to 40 crores only.
Understood.
Overall. Now, QIP money, especially raised 800 crores.
Yeah, on the QIP money, what I was trying to understand, you know,
QIP
the visibility.
QIP money, identified 400 crores there. I tell you that we have given the article also, repayment 400 crores. Automation, re-engineering, because I have explained details. Company planning to do some automation to reducing and increasing the margin, automation and re-engineering products. I'm just it will something, because we have a more than 350 machines are there, including the injection, blow molding, extrusion. So we have decided now to do some automation, re-engineering of the molds, so that capacity, production capacity can be increased. So we would like to mainly do the use of the robot technology with the software technology. So I have a 3 years, so 20 to 30 crores. 3-bed period means when I'm investing 90 crores, I should get benefit 30 crores of the EBITDA in the first year, which may arrive in the, after the 6 months time, because it will take 6 months time to invest this. So if you ask me the post tax, maybe the from 30 crores post tax 30%, around 21 crores benefit will be there. Post tax, maybe the period 5 years. But the margin for period is a 3 years payback period. Another company is investing, as I mentioned to you, that the time it could take for the recycling plant. First, I have taken in my QIP, two plants only I have taken, where we are investing 30 crores for each plant in the western region, northern region. Third, around investment, but that will come only the next year only. So, so capital expenditure, then we have included, including this, the inorganic growth, we have identified one company, but currently we are required to include in the general corporate purpose, because the definitive agreement was not signed. It is under the due diligence on a company which is identified. I call the name of the company, Brilliant Packaging Private Limited, where we have identified to investment of 150 crores for buying of the 74% equity. right?
Okay.
So, if you ask me, you can calculate. We have taken the 15% volume growth and revenue growth in the range of 11 to 12%. 3 to 4% difference is there on account of the prices is down by the polymer prices, which are probably away because it is linked to the supply. But we have seen compared to last year, there is a price reduction of 3 to 4% is already exist. Therefore, there is a gap between the volume growth and revenue growth. But I am very happy when the prices are down, I can do the rotation more. If, for example, prices are down, I am investing to fish. If 4% prices are down, now I will invest 96 rupees to earn the same kind of the solid figure EBITDA. So it will EBITDA percent is going to be increased, which we are targeting to see 30 to 40 basis point improvement you will see year on year. And as mentioned, my ROE target is 20% for this year, and later on also 22% minimum should increase in the subsequent period also.
Right. And sir,
like
only,
I have covered you on all the questions.
Yeah. Just one more thing on that cylinder part. You know, we were very gung-ho and confident, you know, we'll do the QIP once we get visibility. So any visibility on the 14.2 kg cylinder from the PSUs or the, you know, larger CNG cylinders of 200 liters? Any sense we have of...
I have it in the... Yeah, it will come. Yeah. It's a question of time only. But as far as this year, 10 kg cylinders is continued supply and is very clear by gas distribution company. Till we develop in commercialized 14.2 kg cylinders, because it's the time of the tool development. We have submitted our design approved by IOCL and other process with the FBCL and BCL. And I am ready to tell you, till last year, the buying was only IOCL. Now HPCL also started buying. Then BPCL, we are under discussion. So I am quite hopeful as far as next year is concerned, we will definitely need for the expansion, because by next year, we will have another product also, which is going to manufacture on the same LPG line. That is fire extinguisher, which I told you. The requirement is very large, I can say, because the export market is there in local refinery company, many industries, every society, every office is using the this fire extinguisher, which is made from metal. And the lightweight will be available very much. We will estimate market on the fire extinguisher also next year. So definitely, I mentioned you certain product
right.
Development and R&D and the approval process. We will revise our guidelines in the next February meeting. By that time, we visibility, so we provide you the clear guidelines. But looking at the present product, looking at the present demand, looking at the present contract, we can say 15% guidelines. We are not changing as far as volume growth is concerned, because the international, we are very clear, presently we are in packaging products, and going to be consolidated only in packaging products. And our international directors have given us that, because in out of the 20% customer considering packaging business, they don't want to change when the company is supplying right quality product at the right price. So we are going to get this 15% growth that is to be continued. So I'm changing my guidance of 15%. This percent is increased even after developing this product. In internally, we are thinking to grow 20%. And further, as I mentioned to you, if my volume growth is 15%, 70%, and the place growth more than 20%.
Understood, sir. Look forward to seeing a better H2. Thank you.
My point is very clear. I have a well investor. I have a good value of the investor. They have given me the money with the full confidence, and we should fulfill our promise. Only just I want 6 months' time to use of this fund, 6 months' time. After that, you will come to know from April 2020, all benefits will appear.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Look forward. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saranj Gupta from Swarm Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, I guess there was some disturbance in my line during starting up.
There was some technical problem. Calling on mobile, otherwise.
Yeah, if I heard it right, then out of the 241 crores that we had mentioned for the QIP utilization, 120 is for the cylinders expansion, and the rest you said that you will be buying, you are into an agreement for buying 74% stake for a packaging company, right?
IBC, the flexible IBC, that is the flexible IBC, jumbo bag it's called. No, I couldn't understand, 120 is what? Cylinder expansion 120 crore is not there anything. It is the 400 crores for repayment or prepayment of the debt. Then capital expenditure of around 90 crores for automation, re-engineering product, which have a payback period less than 30 years. We are going to use more robotic and conveying and material mixing design. We are going to change it. Another 55 crores for the recycle sustainability, which is required because the recycle material company need to use for the packaging product, excluding the product which has gone in the exports, excluding the product which has gone in the food packaging. It is statutory compliance, so we are going to put our own plant in the Western region days. Another capital expenditure, then another is the fund inorganic growth, which is includes around 150 crores, then the 100 crores for the general corporate purpose. So these are total. You know that we have the approval for 1,000 crores. But company decided the internet code is okay, so we reduced the size of the QIP.
Yes, sir. If you could, you can give a bifurcation of the inorganic growth. Like if we have something in our mind or into what segment other than FIBC we are getting into.
FIBC, I tell you, you can get if you want. You can email to Mr. This thing. We have identified the company. FIBC, it's a flexible IBC, I can say. We are in the rigid packaging, which is the 1,000-liter IBC we are already processing. That is a rigid product. But the flexible, it is called made from the PP Rafia material, and some of the listed companies are also available, FIBC, but I cannot show you video here. But you can get it details, what is the FIBC and the company which we have identified. We have submitted to NSE, BSE, our letter also that these are the companies we have identified. But it's a non-binding agreement because the due diligence was not completed that time until QIP not completed. But we have processed, we have already started the due diligence of that company. That company is having business revenue of around 250 crores with the EBITDA margins of 25 crores. And purpose of buying is very clear. Because I am buying 180,000 tons of polymer in a year. And this company is buying hardly 8,000 tons polymer. So the available discount to Time Technoplast is much, much higher, maybe around 3-4%. So that benefit will also will go to the subsidiary. The present EBITDA, which is 10%, will go back, will be to equal to our EBITDA margin, which is 14%. Second, this company can have an advantage of just-in-time delivery, because this company is doing 60% export to the various countries, including the MENA region, that is Dubai and nearby countries. And another, they are in Southeast Asia also. So you know that our company have a presence in the Middle East, like in this Sharjah, Bahrain, Saudi, Egypt. Another, we have a presence in Southeast Asia, the Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Taiwan, and then USA also. So our, you know very well, I'm very, once again, clarifying you, our total revenue contribution includes 37% from the overseas and 63% from India. And overseas, we do only packaging business. So this company can take the advantage of my presence in the other countries, just in time delivery, so their revenue can be grow. And for what we have seen from the data available, that FIBC market is growing by around 25%. India FIBC market itself is around 8,000 crores. Right?
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Very clear, sir. Sir, next question is that you said that the HDP for which we got a 190 crores order, requirement was around 1,200 crores.
Yes,
right?
1,150 crores, which is equivalent to 1,000 tons. We have just procured this order of around, I think, 16,000 tons. Because this is the Amravati project.
That you are working for another contract to get.
Yes. There are 6 contractors have been awarded for this project. Those who are in southwest and maybe some Bangalore, maybe some Hyderabad. So we are in talking to the area wise, and because our plant is available in Hyderabad, and from logistic advantage is available to us. One plant is Gumripundi we have, one plant in Hyderabad we have. Both can take care of this project. So we are thinking to get almost around 30,000 tons. We would like to have out of 30% of our order. We are estimating to get from this contract this type, which we have a capacity to do for Hyderabad and the Gumripundi plant. In terms of the value, I can say maybe around 350 crores value, which should be executed in 2 years' time. And while on this subject, I can clarify you. So from pipe business across the globe, presently we are manufacturing in Silvassa, we are manufacturing in Amta near to Kolkata, and third plant is in Gumripundi near Chennai. Fourth plant is in Hyderabad, Mitchell called place, which is near to Hyderabad. So we are currently have a 4 plant. We can do maximum business of 450 crores considering my current investment. So I am glad to tell you, you will heard very shortly that we will have almost 50% my plant is booked.
Okay, sir. That's very good to hear. Sir, in this quarter, saw that LPG cylinders saw an incremental volume and value growth.
Yeah.
So do we have an eye on that going ahead? Like how? But we also know that it is a very low contributor to our overall revenue.
Yeah, I agree fully with you. Yeah, today currently we have a capacity of, I can say the sellable capacity may be around 1 million to 1.2 million, even though installed capacity is 1.4 million, but different sizes are there. So currently we are doing export plus local supply. Maximum business we can do 240 crores from this business. Current utilization is almost 90% is there and we are achieving. But at the same time, as we are talking to other capacity, everybody will give me certain time for the installations, and we know very well, based on our experience, we can do the increase the requirement, we can do the compliance, everything within the 4 to 5 months time. So, but we have taken the project for developing our 14.2 kg cylinders, which is going to be done before the March 2026. But then we will think on the expansion plan next year, because as the alternate product also, we are in process by that time, will be handed the commercialization. There are fire extinction, which I have told to you, because this is also going to be manufactured with the same line of LPG. CNG is completely different, which I have explained to you. Current, my capacity is equivalent to do the business of 400 crores, which are going to increase to 800 crores. By next year, it will be available for CNG cylinders. For another industry which we have not covered our business, that is called the OEM, automotive manufacturing industry. Currently, because we are concentrating first to supply as the CNG cascades only, but after the expansion, we will explore the possibility of our business with the OEM like Tata, Eicher Motors, Ashok Leyland, who are in this Mahindra, like that, or who are in the automotive line. But we'll approach next year only. Design approval, internal discussion already started, because it will take 6 to 8 months time.
Okay, sir. Just one last question. With the 25% green power commitment, I guess you said that we'll be able to save 10 to 12 crores annually.
Yes. No. 10 to 12 crores. It will be 30 crores. 10 crore benefit will come. Well, till now, okay. I can say we have signed the contract. Like state Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, then Maharashtra, Gujarat, and the Uttarakhand. These 4 states have cleared the solar policy. Therefore, we have signed the purchase power agreement. Benefit, Karnataka already started. Other 4 states, we will get benefit. From the next year, full benefit we will get it.
So, sir, with 75% of our power being green energy, totally...
Yes, I tell you how the benefit comes. Today, government power rate is approximately, you take the average of the states, no? The average rate is 8 rupees a unit. But when you buy when you sign the PPA agreement, then the power cost will reduce to 5.5, 2 rupees 50 paisa unit save will be there. So I am expecting next year benefit of this 4.5 crore unit multiplied by 2 rupees 50 paisa, it will come to around 11 crores benefit come from next year. And the other discussion with states, Because I am clear, every state is coming with the industry friendly, and everybody, every state needs the industry. So that would, and present industry also should not go away from that location. Therefore, I am very clear that when Maharashtra, Gujarat, Uttarakhand, their people have cleared, the other state is also going to follow the same policy for the power. You remember, you see now, as the Reliance is coming in this power project, solar green energy in Andhra. So to whom they will sell it? Like that only.
Yes, sir. So just one small question, if I could squeeze in. In our packaging and IBC segment, did we see some price pressure for this quarter, and why was it?
No, I have not seen my pressure. You have seen my EBITDA margin is more 14.6%. Price pressure maybe to the other people. I have a just capacity. We are in that way. We will able to reduce our manufacturing cost. We will able to reduce our material cost. As I mentioned, I have a good automation system, and my cost is very, very competitive. But I am very clear the one side. I always in the big orders, I will work out the reverse logistics. First get the order, then I do based on the volume. How I can reduce the logistic cost, because I am the only company who have a presence in 20 locations in India. Is a one-stop shop for the customer. So I see, based on the logistic, we can take the business of the large quantity from the customers. I'm not compromising on my pricing. I'm very clear.
And we'll sustain that going ahead, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. I'll rejoin the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gupta. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sahu from 3P Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just have one question.
Yeah.
I can see that there is a revenue of 131 million from other composite products. I just wanted to know what are these products which have started generating revenue in this quarter, and what is the growth in this segment that you're expecting?
Yeah, yeah. You know that LPG cylinder, Aditya, then CNG cylinder is their cascade. Other composite product means which goes in the automotive segment. That is called air receiver tank, hydraulic tanks, which we have made from the composite product. These are the other products, which is made from the composite and which is going in the automotive industry.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
All the best. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Aditya.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Services India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you very much to the organizer from Motilal Oswal and our valued investor. One thing I tell you, whatever commitment given by the management, that is going to be fulfilled. And because the 15% growth, ROC 20%, and 2% return increase is going to be continued. And I again would like to thank my valued investor who has seen the confidence in the management. And one thing again, as I mentioned to you, 800 crores QIP is given by participants who have a long-term interest in the company. Because of that, domestic institution funds and the internal institution funds have substituted substantial amount contributed in this QIP. Right? Thank you very much.
Thank you. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect the line.